From the starting gate to the final stride, feel the rush as the champions ride. Every heart beats a Durham Pond call. One shot glory, winner takes all. From the dirt to the lights, hear the crowd roar higher. Every second burning closer to the wire. At the wire.
Good afternoon, horsemen. This is Scott Miller coming to you live from Delray Beach, Florida, from the International Equine Headquarters. We are having a great time today, getting excited about the Kentucky Derby coming up, getting excited about the show horses that we have are doing good. All our standard bred horses are going back up north. We had about 170 horses leave the farm here in the last few days, so it's all getting there. But man, let me tell you, it's Derby time. And this is my favorite week of Derby. It's 3 weeks away. And what I like about this is we pretty much know the horses that are going to be in the Derby, the top 20. And, you know, as soon as you say that, something happens. And we've had a few horses that have been taken off the Derby trail due to injury. I'll know more about that this afternoon or in the morning, to see, you know, which ones they are. Now, with the Derby field that we have now, I'm telling you, of all the years, I've been watching the Derby 50 years, and of all the Derbies, this is the Derby that probably anybody could win. Well, anybody could win it anytime you run, but there's really not any outstanding horses here this year. None of the bull you own. You know, the ones that looked good 3 months ago started looking bad, ran bad. Now they're, you know, back on an even keel with all the other horses. You know, and so we just don't know what's going to happen over the next 3 weeks. You know, I hate to say it, but a lot of times these horses, they take a bad step and get a bruise. And, you know, then they're out. We have other ones that step up. They're, you know, 20 or 30 back. You know, we've got 22 days, 3 hours, 25 minutes, and 49 seconds for the Kentucky Derby. And there's a lot can happen between now and then. A lot can happen. The thing that's got me concerned this year is the weather. I know I've always talked about the weather. You know, that you can't control. It could be muddy, it could be rain, you know, a little bit, and just be nothing but mud. It could be hot. It could, you know, there's a lot of things that could happen, and a lot of these horses are still training where they're at for the winter, such as Hot Springs and New Orleans and Santa Anita and New York. And so that's going to play a big factor on how many days they really get to, you know, to train in good conditions. Even here in Florida, we've had a lot of heavy rains. A lot of things have come up, you know, so it all plays a part in what's going on. Now, all the trainers have these horses fit now. They just got to start, you know, kind of rounding off the edges and keep them maintained at that level. And that's going to be hard for them to do. Like I said, because of the weather and, you know, the whole nine yards. And then, you know, they got to ship to Kentucky from wherever they're at, unless they're already in Kentucky. And that makes a big difference, too. You know, when they start to ship, some of them fly, some of them go by van. It's just, you know, it's a whole different ballgame that you're putting in things in there that could upset the horse. They might not ship well. There's just a lot of things that could happen to these horses. And you hope that it doesn't. You know, you hope that they can get through it because they've got a lot of experience under their belt now, shipping and going track to track. But those are the things that we're looking at now, too. So now, you know, we're starting to get into the Derby crunch. You know, the trainers and owners are starting to feel the pressure. The jockeys are feeling the pressure. the stable staff is, you know, feeling the pressure. And it's kind of unique. You know, you get excitement, and then you get pressure. And I say the most dangerous thing that there is the excitement of the Derby. Because it tends to make you think that you're going to do better than what you hoped you're going to do. It's tough to win the Derby. It's a 20-horse field. And leading up here to the, you know, all the prep races that we had coming up, you know, when we started the Iroquois back in 2025, September there, you know, those horses have put a lot of miles underneath them, and we've gone to different tracks. But we really haven't had the full horse field until the Bluegrass this year. The last qualifier of them all, you know, we had a good size field. And so now you start thinking, you know, as a trainer and owner and a jockey, you know, you got 20 horses that you're going to be going in front of, you know, and it's going to be different. It's going to be interesting. And, you know, you got 150,000 people that'll be there. Then you add the weather into it, and you add all the other things into it that can, you know, affect your horse, and then you just hope that you come out of that gate, you know, and run well. And you got a lot of horses that are, I wouldn't say really green, but they're still young, and they're quite experienced. And the problem is that when you come out of that 20 horse field, you got to pick your spot where you're going to go right from the get go. That jockey's going to determine where he's going to go and how he's going to go with it. And that's just the first time down the stretch. Then you get into the turn, and a lot of different things happen in the turn. People jockeying for the rail, for the middle, for the outside. You know, they're just trying to find out where they go. And then down the back stretch, you got to get your horse to relax. You got to get him to relax and ease into it. You know, and hopefully, you know, he's not all wound up, you know, and he relaxes for you. Then the crucial point is when you hit the 3/8 pole. When you hit that 3/8 pole, buddy, you got to be in your spot. You got to be thinking where you're going down that home stretch. Are you going to be on the outside? Are you going to be on the rail? Are you going to be in the middle? Are you going to be behind horses, in front of horses? You know, that's always the scary part. We had an incident in 1982 with Al Baba, who was one of the favorites in the Derby, and we hit the 3/8 pole, and we were getting ready to just unload down that stretch. We knew we had a good horse there. And then all of a sudden, we had horses, Cooper Coy Joy, little filly in there. She tired out, and she started backing up, and man, oh man, was it a mess. And then we had horses all over the place. You know, where do you go? How do you get there? That was a tough part, you know, to see that happen. And then, you know, once you get up there and you get banged and beat around, you know, you know that you've got nothing to get to the wire. And that's what happens a lot of times in the Derby. You get a horse up there that, you know, think he's going to win. And what happens? You know, the field just kind of backs up. And a lot of people think in horse racing that those horses are just running off, you know, when they're up front, they're just running off, you know, oh, you know, look, we got a lot of horse underneath. Well, in reality, what's happening is we have horses that are what they call backing up. They're getting tired and they're all backing up. And they're coming back to the horses that, you know, that aren't as tired and that are in good position. And that's the tough thing about the Derby. He wants a 20 horse field. You know, the trainers and owners, they all got their ideas on how the horse should run. And every time that I saddled the horse, I didn't tell the jockey one thing to do. I've never been a jockey. I'll never be a jockey. You know, that's his game. I hand him the reins. And so here's the key. Do what you need to do. And that's the only way you can do it. You know, you can come in and say, oh, well, you know, I think I'll do this and, you know, go here and try to get the lead and try to lay forth. And, you know, that's just all, you know, part of the game. You know, you just don't know until you get up there and when you get in the pack and you know where you can go and where you can't go, you know, who's good and who isn't. You know, you just have to let them chip fall where they may. But that's all leading up to the Derby. We're going to be having breakfast at the Downs on my website, on msnequine.com. And then we're going to be having morning works like we have every year. You can watch those live every morning starting, I believe it's next weekend, that they'll be doing that. It's going to be an interesting thing. So, and we've got a lot of live programming on the website for the Derby. A lot of things, the good insights, talking to trainers and jockeys, and, you know, things of that nature. But when we start doing the morning works, they'll be live every morning. We'll start, I think we'll start at 7 o'clock or so. And go right on through the day, you know, with them. And we'll find out who is and who isn't. And what I like about it is it gives you a sense of being there and being at the track. You know, and that makes the Derby more enjoyable because you can pick out your favorite horses, you know, for the Derby. And you can see them working every morning, you know, going out to the track. Always like that. And then, we got on the 25th, of this morning, we have the Kentucky Derby, post position draw for the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby. That's on Saturday, April 25th, 2026 from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern Time. That's during opening day at Churchill Downs for the fall meet. It's 2 to 3 p.m. You can come right here to msnequine.com and watch the draw live. It's a 2-hour program, and I think you really enjoy it. This is a lot of insight in what all is going on, you know, there in church. There's a lot of things that we were talking about today, this morning at the barn, about the Derby. We got 3 or 4 possible horses that are going to skip the Derby because of injuries or, you know, just because of a lot of things. Now, last week we had the Bluegrass Stakes, and that was really a good race, a lot of horses in it. And I see a lot of horses from the Bluegrass Stakes skipping over the Derby, and they might go to the Pat Day Mile or one of the other stake races on the Indercard on Derby Day to get ready for the Preakness. You know, a lot of these guys are trying to get ready for the Derby. You know, they put it all in. You know, they're going for broke. So, you know, we're ready to go. And I'll be honest with you, and I've been in this position before. Sometimes you got a horse ready for a race. And, you know, you look at the race and everything, you say, hey, wait a minute. Maybe I, you know, better go somewhere else on this field. And that's what I was thinking about this year with a lot of the horses in the Bluegrass Stakes, horses that come out of the Florida Derby, Arkansas Derby, Louisiana Derby, Santa Anita Derby. You know, they might want to skip over and go to the Preakness. Now, everybody likes to run in the Derby, would like to run a horse in the Derby. Everybody would like to win the Derby. Everybody would like to run good in the Derby. But a lot of times you put your, you know, your everything you got on the line in the Derby, and then it throws you off course from what you really want to do with your Derby. And for the owners and trainers and jockeys, you've got to really look at it. That's a tough decision to make. And the decision that you have to make is what's best for your horse. It's nice to win the Derby, but you got to think about your resume for your horse as a breeding stallion. You got to look at that. You can go to the Preakness and win that. You got a nice graded stakes race there. And then you got to start looking at Saratoga. Saratoga and Del Mar, some of them. You can chalk up a lot of victories on your resume with Saratoga and Del Mar. And I tell you what, if you got a horse that can go into Saratoga and win a nice graded stake race like the Travers, you know, you're putting a good resume together for your horse. And then you can start looking and coming back to Keeneland and Churchill, you know, for the fall time. And then you got to think about your breeder's group. And so those are all the kind of things that, you'd like to do. You know, you'd like to come in with a good resume and, you know, let me tell you, there's a lot of derbies that were won by horses that didn't fare well after the derby. So that was a tough thing to do. You know, one of the things that I love the point system that they have for the derby and the standings. We've got the commandment at the top. He's got 150 points. Certainly going to go to the derby. $943,000 in revenue. Let me tell you, the thing that scares me is Brad Cox. Brad Cox might be able to get this one. He's in the best hands, I'll put it to you that way. You got further ado behind him. That's a good horse. It's another Brad Cox horse. We got Renegade for Todd Fletcher. He's at the number three spot, which is good. And then we got the newcomer on the road to the Derby. So Happy. He's a nice one. He's doing really good. It's going to be interesting to see what he does. I think he was in a pretty big race the last time out, and I think he got a little schooled. I hope it as well. I'm sitting here looking at all these horses. Another Brad Cox, like three in the top five. Fuller Ford is a nice horse. It's really good. You never can tell what's going to happen. Then as you go down through here, there's a lot of them that are lightly raced. Silent Tactic showed some good efforts in his train for the Derby. Emerging Market showed good things for the Derby. I just don't know, where to go with it. There's a horse called Incredible, Riley Monahan. Now, this horse is really good. And I think where this goes with Incredible, Riley is a good trainer, son of Billy Mott. He's on his way up the ladder. He's laying the foundation for his schooling, all of his training that he had. He's developing, his habits, to get horses in. Now, this is Incredible. He might be pretty good, but I don't know if he's seasoned enough yet. He hasn't gone into the battles yet, to win. You look in there. He's got a good chance. Clash President is a horse I think they scratched today for Todd Fletcher. I think he was scratched today out of the Derby. I don't know what had happened. We've had three or four of the horses that have gotten bone bruises or foot bruises here in the last 2 weeks. So we're going to see, what happens with that. But like I said, there's a lot of people still in the game here. You don't know who's going to win. You don't know who's going to get in. That's the one that you really think about. Hey, Bob Baffert had a horse called Litmus Test. Well, I thought he was on fire, ready to go. And then he hasn't shown up in his last couple of races. Napoleon Solo. Chad Summers horse. He's pretty good horse. Williams Map is a sire. He's got the blood to go the distance. But you just never do know what's going to happen with all these horses. Who's going to show up? There's so many things you can go on. You just hope that on Derby Day that they all show up and they're all healthy and they're ready to roll. That's what we're looking at there. I hope you guys get to go to the Derby this year. They got Dawn at the Down tickets. They're going to be on sale. Monday, April 27th, they start on sale. They start at $76 and go up. And you get a good meal and you get a good view of the track. You get to meet a lot of people, do a lot of things, you know, which is really good. I always like seeing it there. And we get to meet people, and we can bring them on the backside of the track in a little van. And, you know, we get to see the horses up close and getting bashed and saddled to go to the track and everything. And then I started giving out the Windstar in our barn. I started giving out horseshoes. So we'd get a group of people to come up, and I'd give them horseshoes that were actually on Windstar horse. And that really went over real big. So there's a lot of things that you can do there. Good food. You get to meet a lot of people. And a lot of the people that met on their first trip to, you know, do the backside at Churchill, they met people from California, Colorado, Florida, Arkansas, West Virginia. And they kind of make it an annual thing now. They come in and they all meet up and on the same day, and they visit with each other, and you know, they do the church about it, and, you know, what they do. So, which is really nice. You know, so the museum there at Churchill is really good. It's unbelievable. But I like Donna's to down because you can get up close to the horses, and you know, you get to relax, and the kids can have fun, and you know, you can go to the museum, you know, which is really good. That's where we're at with this year. It's kind of for me, today is the day of decisions. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, what goes on. I'm part owner in a horse called Madam Secretary, and she's going to be running in the third race at Keeneland on Sunday. And we've come a long way with her. We had her out in California, and she did real good. And so then we brought her back to Kentucky. And, you know, she's traveled a lot. And so it's a nice race. And her name's Madam Secretary. It's on the third race on a card at Keeneland on Sunday. And what I'm hoping for is that she's kind of outgrown her, she was a young horse, and you know, she always did good for us. We were really, you know, pleased with that. She's a three horse, and the number, and I didn't think about that. Now that she's the third race, the number three horse, the third time running, it came out of three. But no, she's well schooled. The trainer we have for her is really a great guy in there. His name is Brandon Walsh. And we got Tyler Gaffney on riding him. So it's going a mile and an eighth. It's for $120,000. So we hope she does well, and we're looking forward to getting her up to Saratoga. You know, so we got all these things that we're thinking about now, you know, as horse people. And sure, you know, you don't want to get caught up in the Derby fever, because sometimes that kind of takes you away from your, you know, your ultimate goal. And, you know, in the thoroughbred business, we have the Triple Crown, the Derby, the Preakness, and the Belmont. Those are all good. And then, aside from that, what's your horses and the way you train them and where you want to go, you have tracks. You got tracks like Saratoga. Got tracks like Churchill Downs, King, Santa Anita, Del Mar, Gulfstream Park in Florida. You got all those tracks to look at, and that's when you'd like to go and have your horses win. I've been very lucky with what I do and everything. We've had wins in Santa Anita. We've had wins at Keeneland. We've had wins at Saratoga. You know, so it's really nice to, you know, to get to those tracks and find out what they are. And it's kind of like, you know, as soon as the Derby's over with, you know, you're thinking Preakness and Belmont. But for the reality of it all, you're really thinking about Saratoga, you know, after that, and Delmont. And that's what you're really looking at, you know, because all these others are just stops on the way to, you know, creating something good. Let me tell you, that Saratoga meet is going to be a super meet.
the Belmont is going to be held there. It's going to be the last time they hold the Belmont there because Belmont Tragic is getting ready to open. They finished it up and they're ready to go. You know, and then we got Keeneland in the fall. We got Saratoga in August. We got Del Mar and Santa Anita in the summer and here in the fall. So that's what we, you know, really look at to see what we're doing, of course. But all in all, tune in next, on the 25th of April to MSMEquine.com. You'll be able to see the Derby pull for the post position, for the Oaks and for the Kentucky Derby. You'll be able to get all the interviews from all the trainers, the jockeys, and the experts and who they think is going to win the Derby. Then you get to see racing all week long from Churchill on MSMEquine.com. And you also will get to see highlights of the parade, like the Pegasus Parade at your, in Louisville, the Balloon Race, in Louisville, the Belle of Louisville, has the Riverboat Races now. So you're going to see all the different things about that. And, we're going to have next week, we're going to have a special on, MSMEquine.com. It's a Kentucky, food festival. See what the different people fix for the Derby and how they fix it and what their traditions are. And we'll do the same at Pimlico for the Preakness and the same at Belmont, the same at the Breeders' Cup at, Lucky. And, but it's fun. It's a good way to spend your summer. It's a good way to spend your fall, you know, doing things like that, make a lot of friends, get out to the track. You know, what I like about it is you can go out to the track in the morning, you know, and see the horses. And you can do that. It's really exciting. I'm excited. Of course, it don't take much to get me excited. If I wake up in the morning, I'm excited. I'm ready to go. I don't care what it, if it's raining, if it's hot, cold, or whatever. You know, just as long as I can get up and get going. See my horse. But there's a lot of things you can do free with the horses. If you Google, you know, equine or horses in your area, it will tell you any and everything that you can do in your area with a horse. It might be sales, it might be horse shows, you know, it might be a horse sale, it might be trail rides. That's what I like about the internet. You can Google horses in your area code. And it'll tell you where you're at and what you can see and where you can go. And I tell you, when you're here in Florida, come out and see me here at the farm. I'll take you over to the polo matches. I think you really like that because there's a lot of thoroughbreds that have quit racing. And, you know, they go play polo and they show them. And we just had $1 million horse show down here in Wellington a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, you can go see that. And you can come here to Sunshine Meadow. We've got the show horses. We've got standard grains, which are the trotters. And then we've got trail rides. And then at Palm Beach Downs, there's like six horses that will be running up on Derby Day at Churchill with train with us here all winter long. We have Todd Fletcher with us all winter long. So stop by, call. We'll see the horses. This is Scott Miller from the International Equine Network. Next week, folks. Next week. Hey!
Through the dust and the dreams, through the fire.